The one thing you can't coach is experience. So sometimes you got to go out, get out there, and you got to learn from your mistakes and can keep building a, you know, a toolbox, a memory of things that happen, good and bad, in the game, and that's part of it. And the resiliency to bounce back and, you know, have a good week of practice. Be able to get the toughest thing when you have a game like that is on Wednesday, getting in the huddle and facing your teammates, knowing that you didn't perform as well as you expect yourself to play. And when you don't feel like, when you feel like you made a couple critical mistakes that hurt the football team, but Matt's had a good week of practice, and that's where it all starts. Kevin was leading our team in receptions when he got hurt, and you got to give a lot of credit to Cam that he stepped up, made himself very valuable, a really important part of the offense. And the flexibility, where Cam really separated himself from the rest of the group is the ability to play all three spots. So we can move him around when guys do get banged up, or, you know, we've been down in a couple of these games, so then, you know, all of a sudden you're throwing the ball more and the receiver rotation starts to change. Cam gives you the flexibility. Okay, JB needs a break, DT needs a break, Al needs a break. Like, he can step in at X, Z, and F and play, and that's critical.
How impressive is that to you, given his background? He hasn't been a receiver that long, and do you think maybe it helped him a little bit being a quarterback, being able to play?
I knew you were gonna ask that. Yes, sir, I do. I do think that definitely helped him a lot, and it is impressive because it's not easy to do, and it's something that you don't talk about a lot. But in the, you know, inside your building, inside football organizations, you talk about position flexibility, and that's what that is: be able to play three different spots. He's played a lot in the slot, you know, with the Royal out, and not be able to do those things. And that's not it. There's a lot of detail that goes into playing in the slot, and Cam didn't get a lot of work in OTAs and training camp and that because we didn't anticipate him playing that role. So he's done a nice job growing up quickly. You know, I'm going to be real honest when I say this. I didn't see the greatness in Jordan in OTAs and training camp. Part of it's because he was hurt. Part of it is because he's a much better player when the shoulder pads are on and it's live, because he's a big back. He's hard to tackle. And, you know, our you got to give a lot of credit to our evaluation process for the guys upstairs with Ryan and Josh Lucas and those guys, because they found a guy in the fifth round that's a really good football player and is a much better player on Sunday than he is during the week, just because his running style is different. And sometimes it's hard to see that, where you can see other guys' quickness and stuff like that show up. Like, you don't get to see the vision because it's not live. And, you know, in Cleveland, we saw a little glimpse of it in the preseason, but that was really it. You know, I know Coach Fox talked early in the season, like, hey, I really like this guy. Early in preseason, he was high on him, and, you know, we really didn't start getting him rolling until that fourth week of the season.